Hey there, guys. Thank you for tuning in, or thank you for returning to listen into the Empower You podcast. It's been a little while. I missed a week or so in recording. It's just been a little bit busy on my end, as I'm sure it has been for everyone. But this podcast I needed to do in the wake of the national or global scare that we've got going on. I've titled this podcast Fear Factor because it's really truly very important that we be conscious of the energetic vibrations that we're giving out. When things occur, we feel the need to be doing something, to be going somewhere or buying something or saying something or changing something or preventing something or, you know, being proactive about something in order to not contribute to, or not even not contribute to, but in order to protect ourselves from whatever it is that happens to be going on. So, of course, what I'm talking about is this coronavirus scare. Everybody is talking about it. I will drop a picture of the one aisle in Walmart here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm not in the city part, but I'm just outside of the city, about 20 minutes outside of the city. And so we're in the outskirts, but it's affecting everywhere. Everybody already knows this. They're closing schools and churches and jobs are telling people to stay home if they can, work from home, etc. But I really needed to put it out there for us to be mindful of the energy that we're carrying. Also, be very careful about how often you're talking about it, how much you're talking about it, what you're listening to, how it's affecting you. Pay attention to that part, not just what you think you should be doing, but the motivation behind it, the intent, the energy that you're carrying behind your activities. So even if you go to the store, even if you're still going to go to the store and purchase some things that you may need, just in case you're not able to go out or in case they shut down the stores or what have you, even if you're going, be consciously aware of how you feel about that. Are you on edge? Are you in fear? Are you truly frightened about the concept or the idea of what might be coming? The idea of you don't know how things are going to unfold. Oh my goodness, is this going to affect my job? Is it going to affect me getting a paycheck? In which case, that's going to affect me paying my rent or my mortgage, my car note, my bills, my children. You know, be very conscious of allowing that thread of thought to spiral into an all-out panic, which it seems to have done. We want to be very, very mindful of those things. That is what my teaching is about, being conscious of how you feel about the things that you're doing. It's not so much the things that you're doing. Even if nothing that you're doing is changing, the energy in which you do it carries weight. That's the big part of what I'm trying to share. The energy in which you do anything carries weight. It carries a lot more weight than we realize. So again, going all the way back to what I'm always talking about, which is meditation and being aware of how we're feeling and what the thought process is. And then the thing is, your thoughts carry energy. And then if you allow it to become a conversation out of your mouth, and it's something that's continuously being talked about, and all of the symptoms and what you have to do and all of the things that are going to happen if you do happen to get this particular thing, and how many people have passed away from it, and how many people are, you know, be very cognizant of the things that you're feeding your mind. Because in spite of the fact, if you are one of the many people who claim to believe in God wholeheartedly and God is in control and all of that, if that is truly your belief, then you are not stressing about the things that are going on. You may be preparing, but you are not in a state of fear or panic. If you find that you are in a state of fear or panic, then you may want to be more diligent and more deliberate about what it is that you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're talking about, because those things fill your mind. If you're not filling your mind with God is in control, everything's going to be fine. No matter how it works out, it's going to work out. You just need to be prepared to do what's necessary. So that does not include worry. Worry is useless. Worry actually clouds your judgment. Worry and fear keeps you from being able to respond appropriately. I've referenced this in another talk where, you know, in my book, where I would much rather have an emergency response team rather than an emergency reaction team. Okay, because when an accident and when something occurs, if there's an accident or an emergency, most people in the immediate space react and or panic. And then you have to wait for the emergency response team to come. And they are not in panic. They are not stressed out. They are deliberately focused on what needs to be done at the moment. So that being said, I wanted to just leave that in your ear, in your spirit. You can pull back away from social media. You can pull back away from the news. You can pull back away from the newspapers and the radio stations and the news reports and CNN. And you can pull back from conversations that include how many people died, where it happened next, how many people are in your town, or what, you know, you can pull back from the conversations and you can allow yourself the time to just breathe and know that everything is okay. If you're not feeling well, then do something about that. But don't allow your mind to go into a spiral of panic based on anything outside of you, because we are a lot more influential in the things that occur within our space than we realize. So make sure that you're keeping your space calm. Make sure that you're keeping your space, including the space inside of your head, keeping your mind clear. It can be difficult, because if you're in a habit of panicking, if you're in a habit of allowing things or thoughts and conversations to spiral into a panic or into so much judgment, you have so much judgment about what's happening, about what people are doing, about what people are saying, about the things that are going on, that your mind is just in a constant state of activity. And it's just not healthy. It really, truly is not healthy. If you are interested in learning how to meditate, please, you know, look out, stay tuned, find me on Facebook, Manaima Safir or Empower You. And because I have some courses coming up, and guess what? All of the time that I have not been doing my events, now have to do them online, and there will be a Zoom coming up quite soon on the Beginner's Guide to Self-Mastery is the course that's going to be coming out. So there'll be an intro that'll be free, and then you'll get the opportunity to purchase some meditations or hypnosis or something, depending on what it is that you might be going through individually. You'll have the opportunity to reach out and get some time or service from yours truly. So thank you again for sharing this moment with Manaima. I didn't want to talk too long, but I did want to say that you can take some time. You actually should be taking time on a regular basis, a minimum of 5 or 10 minutes a day, to just not think about anything or anybody, not talk about anything or anybody, not to analyze or any of those things. And if you're not aware of how to quiet your mind, again, please reach out. All right. Thanks again. And you guys, make it a great day. Hey guys, Manaima here again. I was thinking about it after I finished up the last podcast on Fear Factor. So this is part two, simply because I really didn't go into the health ramifications of carrying around fear consistently. It is vitally detrimental. It is, I don't know if that's a proper combination of wording. It is incredibly unhealthy, in a nutshell, to be in fear consistently, and or carry worry and stress around consistently. And the interesting thing is, many of us on a daily basis carry around these stresses and worries and things like that on a regular basis from day to day. And now over the past couple of weeks with the talk of all of this, this health crisis that's hit the world, I can imagine that is increasing the fear factor. Not for anything. I don't even have to imagine. I can go in the supermarket. I went to Walmart today, and the aisle where the paper towels are kept was completely bare. Absolutely bare. I've never even seen it like that. It looks like the store is brand spanking new, like they just put up the rafters before they actually stock the shelves. That's what it looked like. So with that being said, I need to just remind everyone to please take 5 minutes. Even if you don't know how to meditate, please reach out to me. I will give you a few breathing exercises that will help until you do learn how to do it. It is not something that is very difficult. It simply requires you to make the time to do it. And everybody has a minute or 5 minutes. If you have a Facebook page, you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes to sit still, because I've been guilty of scrolling Facebook for 30 minutes or 45 minutes and not even realize it. And I know I'm not the only one. So if you have a Facebook page or and or an Instagram page and or a TikTok and or any of the other millions of, maybe not millions, but hundreds, I'm absolutely sure there's hundreds of social media platforms. If you have any of those platforms, you have 5 to 10 minutes to sit still for a few minutes, and I will be happy to teach you how to do that. But the important part is that it is important to just do it. One thing that you can do is called box breathing, and that simply is breathing to the count of four. So as you do an inhale, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, hold it for the count of 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale also to the count of 1, 2, 3, 4. And then after you exhale, you also hold it 2, 3, 4. That's it. 4-count box breathing. If it's difficult to do 4-count, do a 3-count. If you're able to, do a 5 or 6-count. All it does for you at that moment is bring you fully present in the moment and allow you to focus just on your breath. And that activity right there, you can do it as frequently as you want. There's no specific time. There's no better time. There's no worse time to do that. And that will bring you in fully present in the moment. And then hopefully, it absolutely will allow you to relieve some tension, some stress, some anxiety that you may be carrying around about anything that's going on. Because fear and anxiety and stress and worry, none of those things contribute beneficially to anything that you do. Nothing. Zero. Absolutely not. It actually creates an energy that it's an energy, and you don't need to carry that energy. You know, you need to be clear. You need to be clear in thought and trusting that everything is going to be fine. Whatever your faith happens to be, lean on your faith. The fact of the matter is, regardless of what your faith is, God is and is in control. And there is a part of God inside of you that is in control. So lean on it. Allow it to comfort you. But you have to be still in order to allow it to comfort you. You've got to be still. You've got to just sit in it and hold that. And that in and of itself can be scary. I know prior to learning how to meditate, sitting still was like, you got to be kidding me. I can't sit still. I got too much to do. There's too many things that need to be done. There's somebody who might need me. They might need me. And it didn't even matter if I had plans. If somebody called me, I went. Why? Because I just felt like I was always supposed to be in motion. So that was one of the big things that helped me when I began meditating. When I noticed that, I was like, wow. Unhealthy, very unhealthy thought processes, very unhealthy mindset. So that's the deal. Fear, worry, stress, anger, frustration, all of those things are considered low level energies. You do not want to carry with you on a consistent basis, low level emotions. And if you're unclear of whether you're having a low level emotion, if it does not make you feel good, let me rephrase, if it makes you feel bad, because there are some times when you get angry and it feels good to be angry. I've been there. But if you are aware that you are feeling something that does not feel good, because you don't feel good when you're angry, it feels good to let it out. It feels good to express it because it's an energy that needs to be manifest, and it will manifest if you're not practiced at how to release that energy. So you want to begin to reestablish your baseline, if you will, so that your emotions are not being, you're not being carried away by your emotions. You're not being carried away by the thoughts, by the emotions attached to the thoughts of what might happen and what has happened. And oh my goodness, and oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, what if, what if, what if, what if, what if. That's unhealthy, completely and totally unhealthy mindset. And we want to avoid that if as much as possible. And like I said, the breathing exercise is very, very key and very helpful. So I do hope that this helps someone. Thanks again for listening, tuning in to Empower You and having this moment with Manaima. You guys have a great day.